إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، قال شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد: باب ما جاء في الكهان ونحوهم. روى مسلم في صحيحه عن بعض أزواج النبي، وهي حفصة، عن بعض أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من أتى عرافا فسأله عن شيء فصدقه لم تقبل له صلاة 40 يوما. الحديث أخرجه مسلم في صحيحه، وإمام أحمد رحمه الله في مسنده. A new chapter from كتاب التوحيد لشيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. What is said about fortune tellers and their like. قال الشيخ الفوزان: أي من التغليظ والوعيد. The severe threat and warning pertaining to fortune tellers and their like. And Shaykh al-Islami mentioned the first proof is the hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, so Imam Muslim rahimahullah records from some of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzani says it is Hafsa radiyallahu anha who said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever comes to a psychic, that's the arraf, to ask about something, believing in what he says, his prayer is not accepted from that person for 40 days. For 40 days. يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى كما في الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد. And we still reading the explanations of these chapters from the book of our noble Sheikh الوالد العلامة الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى، الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد. قال الكهان. Who are the كهان؟ Because الإمام شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله ذكر هذا، قال: ما جاء في الكهان. Who are الكهان؟ الكهان جمع كاهن. This is the plural of كاهن. وهو الذي يخبر عن المغيبات في المستقبل اعتمادا على الاستعانة بالشياطين. Who is the كاهن؟ The Sheikh says it is a person who informs the people about things that may happen in the future, and they get this information from the shayateen. They work with the shayateen. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his book Al-Qawl Al-Mufid Sharh Kitab Al-Tawheed that the Arabs at the time when the Quran was revealed in that area, in that era, they used to call a person a kahin, a person who sometimes they go to when they want to know something about the future. When someone's wife is pregnant, they want to know if it's a boy, if it's a girl. Somebody may want to ask and say what's going to happen to him 5 years from now. Which is, this is from the ilm al-ghayb. Okay? from ilm al-ghayb alladhi la ya'lamuhu illa Allah. So this person, he works with the shayateen. So the shayateen, they hear something and they mix it with many other things, and they are always wrong. And even if they are right sometimes, still it's not permissible, as you're going to see, to ask them, to ask those people. We mentioned in the example, somebody may go to them and ask when his wife is pregnant to know what's in her womb. Is it a boy or a girl? And that is because Allah says in the Quran, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. It is He, Allah, who knows what's in the wombs of the mothers. So now, in these days, doctors or nurses, they can tell the woman when she's pregnant before she gave birth, before they even know. And when a woman is pregnant, the doctor can tell if this is a boy or a girl. Is this is from knowing the unseen? Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala answered this question. He says, no, this has nothing to do with the unseen. Since that doctor, they use knowledge that Allah has given them. Okay? And Shaykh al-Albani, he says, can you tell that doctor without using technology and knowledge to tell what's in the womb? Just by looking at the woman? No, they can't. Aynam. So that's the difference. Likewise, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimah ta'ala mentioned some examples. That, for example, the people of they give the weather and predict the weather. They say, they talk about next week. It's going to snow. The rain is coming. The Shaykh says, is this is from knowing the unseen? He says, no. It's not. It's different. These people, Allah has given them knowledge. They have tools. That knowledge, they know that because of this, inshallah, is going to rain. But it's going to rain by Allah's will. So that's not from the unseen. Okay? Tayyib. And the Shaykh mentioned other examples. We don't want to take us away from the class. Because this is a mulakhas. This is a summarized book. Summarized class. مناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد. Then the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى mentioned the relevance of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد. Why Shaykh al-Islam al-Imam al-Mujaddid رحمه الله has introduced this chapter in his book كتاب التوحيد. قال لما كان الكهان ونحوهم يدعون علم الغيب الذي قد اختص الله به تعالى اختص به الله تعالى وذلك دعوة مشاركة الله تعالى في علم الغيب أراد المصنف رحمه الله أن يبين في هذا الباب ما جاء في حقهم وحق من صدقه من الوعيد. So to understand why this is كتاب التوحيد. Okay. What the fortune tellers has to do with the Tawheed? Okay? The Shaykh, he says, Shaykh Salah al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, he said, since the Kohan, the fortune tellers, and the like of them, like the Arraf, the psychics, and the like, they claim having knowledge of the unseen. That's what they claim, because people go to them and tell them, what's going to happen 10 years from now? Oh yeah. This king gonna die. He's not gonna make it. That one's gonna be there. And the like. Since they claim having knowledge of the unseen, which is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah knows the unseen. Nobody knows the unseen. No close angel, no prophet, no messenger, no righteous. Only Allah knows the unseen. But these people, since they claim having that knowledge of the unseen, what does it mean? The Shaykh says it means that they share with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something that is only for Allah. Okay? So they are like partners with Allah. They set themselves as a partners with Allah in ilm al-ghayb, in the knowledge of the ghayb, of the unseen. Since this is the case, al-musannif, what does mean al-musannif? The compiler and the writer of this book. Who is he? Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. So he intend by this book, by this chapter, to mention what is the ruling and the severe warning against these people who claim, not who know, who claim, okay, they don't know, who claim having knowledge of the unseen, and whoever, as well as those who believe in them. Like here, the Shaykh says, these Quran fortune tellers, psychics, they use different ways. Some they use the stars. They use the stars. They talk, oh, because this position of this and this, this is going to happen. This president is going to die next year. Because of the positions of this and this, this is going to happen, and the like. Others, they use sand. They use the sand and draw some lines in it and the like. They use different things. Some people are surprised, but alhamdulillah, because that's a fitrah. Okay? لم تقبل له صلاة. Here in this hadith, قال الشيخ صلى الله عليه وسلم أي لا ثواب له فيها. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث. The general meaning. General meaning of this hadith, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى يبين صلى الله عليه وسلم الوعيد المترتب على الذهاب إلى الكهان ونحوهم لسؤالهم عن المغيبات التي لا يعلمها إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. He says in this hadith, our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned clearly the severe threat and the punishment for the one who goes to the fortune teller and the like of them, the psychics and the like of them, and asking them about things of the unseen that their knowledge is only with Allah. Their knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a man married for a couple of years and then, or just get married and he go to one of these guys and say, am I getting any boys? Am I getting any daughters? How many? And the like. This is from the ilm al-ghayb. Only Allah knows. وَأَنَّ جَزَاءَ مَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ حِرْمَانُهُ مِنْ ثَوَابِ صَلَاتِهِ لِمُدَّةِ 40 يَوْمًا لِتَلَبُّسِهِ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. And the Shaykh, he says, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned to us in this hadith, Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith,
Alhamdulillah.
Deekum Allah aslahu. Alhamdulillah. Then in this hadith, our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned what a person get, the one who goes and ask the fortune tellers, the Quran and the like of them, questions about the unseen. They will be deprived from the reward of their salat for 40 days because of that sin. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, in the same book, Al-Qawl al-Mufid, fi sharh kitab al-Tawheed, he gave more details as related to what he meaning لَمْ تُقْبَلْ لَهُ صَلَاةٌ. Okay? And he's going to come in other hadith that is coming inshallah ta'ala from them, the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, others. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, is it not going to be accepted, period, and rejected? Is the salat, it is sound or not? Or is it that the person, salat is sound, but the reward, he has no reward? Okay, because that reward was, you know, is gone because of the sin. Or that person has reward, and the salat, the reward for the salat is not complete. The Sheikh says, according, it depends on that person. Who goes there, why he went, and ask that person. And the Sheikh mentioned four reasons why people go, when a people go and ask a fortune tellers. And two of them, he said, they was permissible, actually, for students of knowledge or a scholar who goes to ask that person so that they can establish the proof against them. Okay? So they can establish the proof against them. And also for somebody to ask them so that they mention to the people that they're liars. They ask them some questions. And this is not for everybody to do so, okay? قال وفي هذا وعيد شديد ونهي أكيد عن هذا الفعل مما يدل على أنه من أعظم المحرمات. And in this hadith contains a severe threat and warning, actually prohibition against this action, meaning going and asking these people, this kohan, fortune tellers and the psychics about things, which is a proof that this action is considered from the greater things that are forbidden, to go to a kahin, to a fortune teller and a psychic and ask them about what's going to happen next month, next year and the like. وَإِذَا كَانَ هَذَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَعْتَى الْكَاهِنِ فَكَيْفَ بِجَزَاءِ الْكَاهِنِ نَفْسِهِ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَنَسْأَلُهُ الْعَافِيَةِ. And then the Shaykh says, if this is what happened to a person who goes to a fortune teller and asks him, so he said, well, what about now the fortune teller himself? وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Okay? He said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, and we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things, from these things. مناسبة الحديث للباب, the Shaykh says the relevance, why? Shaykh al-Islam al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala has selected this hadith as from the proofs for this chapter. قال لأن فيه النهي عن إتيان الكهان ونحوهم وعن تصديقهم لمنافاته للتوحيد. He chose this hadith because it contains the prohibitions for going and asking the fortune tellers and the like of them, and also to believe in them. It is prohibited to go and ask them, and it is more so prohibited to believe what they say because it opposes tawheed. It contradicts Islamic monotheism. ما يستفاد من الحديث, some of the benefits of this hadith. Number one, المنع من الذهاب إلى الكهان. المنع من الذهاب إلى الكهان وسؤالهم عن المغيبات وتصديقهم في ذلك وأنه كفر. The Sheikh says it is prohibited to go to these fortune tellers and psychics and the like and asking them about matters of the unseen, things didn't happen yet, and believing them in that which they say is disbelief, وَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, is disbelief, is kufr. Number two, تحريم الكهانة وأنها من أكبر الكبائر. This kihana, fortune teller and the like, it is forbidden. It is strictly forbidden, and it is considered from the greatest of the major sins. The greatest of the major sins. fa'idah in the end of this, the explanation of this hadith, Shaykh al-Fawzan, he says a benefit, a bonus benefit. من ذهب إلى الكهان ولم يصدقهم ولم يصدقهم لم تقبل له صلاة أربعين يوما كما جاء في ذلك الحديث الآخر وأما من صدقهم فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says now, if a person go to the fortune tellers, ask them, but didn't believe what they say, he just asked them, by asking them about the unseen, that person's prayer is not accepted 40 days. As it came in the other hadith, as for a person who believes them, when they say, yes, this is going to happen like this, or this is this, or that's that, that person has disbelieved in what was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what is was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The Quran. Quran was Sunnah. And what Allah says, and how, who can explain, was it this? Whoever believed in the Kahin and the Quran has disbelieved in that which was revealed to the Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How he has disbelieved in the Quran? Ahsant, Naam Abdul Jabbar. Because Allah says in the Quran, none know the unseen except Allah. You see? But this person, he went and asked this fortune teller about the unseen. So he has disbelieved in the Quran. And that's the explanation taken from the same book that we've been mentioning, Al-Qawl al-Mufid, في شرح كتاب التوحيد للشيخ صالح الفوزان للشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله. قال شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أتى كاهنا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وللأربعة رواه أبو داود. وللأربعة والحاكم وقال صحيح على شرطهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أتى عرافا أو كاهنا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولأبي يعلى بسند جيد عن ابن مسعود مثله موقوفا. The second narration, الشيخ الإسلام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى mentioned as a proof, Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه reported that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever comes to a fortune teller believing in what he says, then he has disbelieved in what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Recorded by Abu Dawood. And from the four, as well as Al-Hakim, who said, it is sahih according to their conditions, meaning the conditions of Al-Bukhari and Muslim. As Al-Imam Al-Hakim used to say this a lot, is to mention this hadith, sahih, ala shart Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. The ulama, they mentioned that Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, for them to accept a hadith to be sound and sahih, there is some conditions. They have to be met in that hadith that make the hadith sahih. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book Qawl al-Mufid, when he mentioned this, he said, of course there are other hadith that are sound, but they are not found in Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, they are not found in Bukhari and Muslim. Doesn't mean that what's in Bukhari and Muslim, that's the only thing that is sahih and that's it. And whatever that is not in them is weak. La. There's many other narrations that are found in other books that are sound. But Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says, sometimes the Imam al-Hakim, he mentioned the hadith sahih on the same conditions that are set by al-Bukhari al-Muslim, but in some instances that you find that is not the case. That's not the case. The hadith is not as he said. Whoever comes to a psychic or a fortune teller believing in what he says, then he has disbelieved in what has been revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Ya'la reports similar as a saying of Ibn Mas'ud with a good chain. That's what is called mawquf. Mawquf meaning, this is the, if they say mawquf Ali ibn Mas'ud, meaning this is the statement of Ibn Mas'ud, it's not a hadith. When they say marfu', hadith marfu', meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. There's a difference between the marfu' and the mawquf in brief. قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله هذا الذي كفر بما أنزل على محمد الذي أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الكتاب والسنة. So this person who does this, go to a fortune teller and believed him in that which that fortune teller is saying, has disbelieved in that which he was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said that which he was revealed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the Quran and the Sunnah. It's the Quran and the Sunnah. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث بروايته. Now he said the general meaning of this hadith from the two narrations, the two routes, is يقول فيه الوعيد الشديد على إتيان الكهان. فيه الوعيد الشديد على إتيان الكهان والعرافين. لسؤالهم عن المغيبات وتصديقهم في ذلك لأن علم الغيب قد اختص الله تعالى به فمن أتاهم وصدقهم فقد كفر بالوحي المنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The general meaning of this hadith, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى says both narrations that he mentioned here, a severe threat for anyone who goes to the Kohan and the Arrafin, the fortune tellers and psychics and the like, and asking them about matters of the unseen, and asking them about matters of the unseen, al-mughayyabat, and believe in them. Not just asking them, but they believe. Whatever they tell them, they believe to be true. As Now the Shaykh mentioned Kuhan al-Arraf, because there is other narrations coming that mention Arrafan. So this one, it says, whoever come to a Kahin, there is another narration coming after this, whoever come to Arraf, and there is another narration that bring them both, whoever come to Kahin and Arraf. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his book Al-Qawl al-Mufid, since the Shaykh mentioned in one narration, he bring a narration that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the Kahin. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the Arraf. And the same punishment, same ruling. And then in the third narration, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned both of them. This is mean that they have different meanings. Is the Kahin, is the Arraf, or they different? We get to that later on, inshallah, when we get to those narrations. So here the severe threat for anyone, and warning also for anyone that goes to the Kohen and the Arrafin, the fortune tellers and the psychics and those who claim having knowledge of what's going to happen and the like, or things that did happen, like mainly the Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, he says that the Arraf, he's like the Kahin, but he's mainly tell people about things in the past, like what is lost. Somebody lost something, they're like, hey, where is my car? What happened to it? Where can I find it? Okay, and the like. So anyone who goes to them and asking them about matters of the unseen and believing them in that. Why? So severe warning and threat, punishment. Because the knowledge of the unseen is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alone knows. اختصَّ به, Allah has left this for Himself. Nobody knows the unseen but Allah. But the prophets, the messengers, alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, Allah allowed them to know. Mm-hmm. Whatever Allah allowed them to know from the unseen, from things. The Prophet ﷺ tells us about the Jannah, about the hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ informed us about what happened in our graves, what will happen with certainty in Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned a lot of things that's going to happen in his time and didn't happen until after his death. And they did happen as he exactly mentioned. Okay? Because he, that's from revelation. That's a portion of the unseen that Allah allowed the prophets and the messengers of alayhim as-salatu wasalam to know about. That's why you find the Prophet ﷺ says in an ayah, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمِمَّا اسْتَنْكَثْتُ. If I know the unseen, I will increase of good. And no harm will touch me. Naam. So the ilm al-ghayb is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh Fawzani says, so فَمَنْ أَتَاهُمْ وَصَدَّقَهُمْ. So whoever come to them, to these fortune tellers and the arrafin and the psychics, and believe them in what they say, has disbelieved in the revelation that was sent down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Shaykh says, that's the Quran and the Sunnah al-Iyadu Billah. So this is a very severe thing, man. It's a very serious matter. مُنَاسَبَةُ الْحَدِيثِ لِلْبَابِ أن فيه النهي عن إتيان الكهان والعرافين وبيان الوعيد في ذلك. Likewise, why Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه وتعالى chose this hadith as a proof in this chapter? Because it contains a prohibition. It is prohibited to go to these people, the kohan and the arrafin. And especially this hadith mentioned the severe threat and the punishment prescribed for those who go to them and believed in them. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. ما يستفاد من الحديث؟ What is some of the benefits? We'll read to you the benefits that Sheikh Al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى mentioned. أولا تحريم الذهاب إلى الكهان والعرافين وسؤالهم ووجوب الابتعاد عنهم لأن ذلك كفر إذا صدقهم ومحرم إذا لم يصدقهم. The first benefits that is strictly forbidden, حرام. Strictly forbidden and حرام to go to this كهان and عرافين, to this people who claim having knowledge of the unseen. It is strictly forbidden to go to them and asking them. Rather, it is an obligation to stay away from them and not to go to them. Because it is kufr. It is disbelief if that person believe in what they say. If they say, they says, yeah, they are right, that's true what they say, that's disbelief. And if a person go to them and ask them and didn't believe in them, still it is forbidden. Still is forbidden. Number two, وجوب تكذيب الكهان والمنجمين. It is an obligation to consider these people, the kohan, the fortune tellers and the psychics and the likes, and those who use stars to tell what's going to happen in the future. It is an obligation to consider them as liars. And what they say, they lie. And they liars. Number three, من أتاهم وصدقهم فقد كفر بالوحي المنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever come to them, these fortune tellers and psychics, the Kohan, the Arafin, and believe in what they say to him or to her, has disbelieved in the revelation that was sent down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, this is one of the proofs that Allah is above His creation, because the revelation sent down. Okay, Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen mentioned that benefit. Number four, أن الكهانة شركٌ. That kihana is shirk. Those people who practice kihana, fortune telling and the like, is shirk. لماذا؟ لأنها تتضمن دعوة مشاركة الله تعالى في علم الغيب. Because them they claim that they know the unseen, and therefore they set themselves as partners with Allah in this one. Allah knows the unseen, they say, hey, they know the unseen too. So they claim they share with Allah in this one, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. So that's shirk. So Allah السلامة والعافية. We continue next class, inshallah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.